Good morning. For WBAI in New York, I'm Linda Perry with some of the news for Monday, November 10th, 2014. In Mexico City, a protest to demand justice over the disappearance of the 43 college students who were taken, the teachers in training who disappeared. More than 300 students, many wearing masks, tried to break down the entrance door of the National Palace. Protesters torched several trucks. They tossed firebombs. This after authorities said gang hitmen confessed to slaughtering the 43 students. The Attorney General said three Guerreros Unidos gang members confessed to receiving the students from the police, killing them and incinerating their bodies. The citizens of Berlin on Sunday released almost 7,000 balloons into the night sky, many carrying messages of hope to mark the 25th anniversary since the fall of the wall that once divided their city. Earlier, the mayor thanked the leaders of Poland, Hungary, and the Soviet Union for having helped set the stage for Germany's peaceful revolution. Two Iraqi officials in state television say an airstrike in western Iraq wounded the leader of the Islamic State group Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi. Pentagon officials said they had no information on such a strike or al-Baghdadi being wounded. Iraq's defense and interior ministries both issued statements saying al-Baghdadi had been wounded without elaborating, and the news was broadcast on state-run television Sunday night. The reports came at a time when President Barack Obama said the U.S.-led coalition was in a position to start going on the offensive against the Islamic State militants. President Mahmoud Abbas has outlined the West Bank's largest labor union and arrested its top two officials in what critics say is a sign of increasing heavy-handedness by the Palestinian leader. An announcement by Abbas's office followed a series of strikes by the union demanding more benefits. It said the strikes were illegal and harmed the public interest. Moayyad Amir, an official of the 40,000-member union, said Sunday that officials were trying to get their leaders released. "It's our right to have a union," he said. The arrests have been seen as a sign of a growing intolerance for dissent by Abbas. Jinat Harb, an analyst, said Abbas has ruled in an autocratic way since losing control of the Gaza Strip to the rival Hamas military group in 2007. And you're listening to the news on WBAI in New York. A very sharp split between upstate and downstate in New York State was on full display this election year. Republican candidates warned of meddling from New York City. Democrats fell flat in their attempt to bridge the gap. Cuomo's big wins in New York City helped him defeat his rivals. He won 87% of the Bronx, 80% of Manhattan, and 79% of Brooklyn. But the governor only won 8 upstate counties and claimed less than a third of the vote in 15 others. Astorino, the Westchester County executive, Republican candidate for governor, won 46 counties, all but one in upstate. Party loyalties and ideology underlie much of the disparity. Democrats outnumber Republicans in New York City by more than 6-1, but they hold only a narrow lead upstate. In the state Senate, Republicans picked up seats and claim a Senate majority. Ben Max, executive editor of the Gotham Gazette, says it's going to be difficult to pass progressive reform through the state legislature.
So there's a lot of things that the governor has spoken about, both in his victory speech after being reelected and on the campaign trail, that now he seemingly is going to have a tougher time passing through the state Senate with outright control by Republicans. In terms of the city, mayoral control of schools is expiring. It's going to be very interesting to see when the legislature, assuming Mayor de Blasio wants to continue mayoral control of schools, it'll be very interesting to see if the legislature makes sure that new provisions are included in that might be more favorable to charter schools, which a Republican-controlled state Senate, you would think that would be the case. And then there's things like, more funding for schools, more funding for pre-kindergarten programs. Those things will probably still work with a Republican-controlled state Senate. But things like repeal of Erstad, the rent regulations, that could be in some serious trouble here for progressives in terms of what a Republican-controlled state Senate is willing to do. But again, I would reiterate that so much of this is going to come down to what the governor really pushes for and is willing to try to create compromise around in 2015 and into 2016.
Ben Max, executive editor of the Gotham Gazette. And you're listening to the news on WBAI in New York. one of two Brown University students who reported rapid intoxication following a memory loss after drinking punch at a fraternity party tested positive for a date rape drug. A university official announced this in a campus-wide email. The Providence Journal reported one of the students reported being sexually assaulted. The student tested positive for gamma-hydroxybutyrate, a date-rate drug known as GHB. GHB is a colorless, odorless drug. It can be hard to detect in a drink. It has a strong sedative effect that is incapacitating. Two students reported they experienced a rapid onset of intoxication beyond what they expected from the amount they drank, and they experienced memory loss for a significant period of time after drinking the punch. And finally, parts of the country could see temperatures up to 40 degrees below average as a massive storm that battered parts of Alaska moves east. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.